This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The macroeconomic phrase of the day today is foreign direct investment. It earns that honor by virtue of the Commerce Department starting its week-long Select USA trade show today, designed to attract the aforementioned FDI, foreign direct investment, international companies setting up factories or offices here. Select USA was canceled last year. It will be online this year. But back when you could schmooze in person, and as we will surely be able to do again someday, how important long-term is this kind of investment? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that one.
The Commerce Department took a look at foreign firms that operated in the U.S. from 1989 to 2016 and discovered that most had fewer than 500 employees, and only 37% of them survived. This doesn't surprise Christine McDaniel, a senior research fellow at the Mercatus Center.
Going global is really hard.
She says there are a lot of reasons for that.
Unfair competition, complex regulatory environments, challenging approval processes, corruption and lack of financing.
Eight small businesses from Japan are trying to leap that last hurdle, lack of financing, by banding together. They formed a consulting company called Hatsu Japan. Mika Fox represents Hatsu in the U.S.
They're sharing everything, the rent, paying me.
Fox says Hatsu advises other small Japanese companies that are hoping to set up shop in the U.S., but 6 months ago, Hatsu had to close its U.S. office in Boise, Idaho, because of COVID. They're hoping to open back up again soon. Fox says one of Hatsu's founding members is partnering with the University of Idaho in a separate venture. Turns out foreign firms with U.S. ties are more likely to survive, say if they're a supplier for an American customer. Mary Lovely is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
If you are asked to come because a major customer is here in the U.S., I think your chances of success are higher.
Lovely says successful foreign firms create jobs for Americans. And according to the Commerce Department, in 2019, they invested about $195 billion in the U.S. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.